You can do whatever you want.
Okay. So, Wesley, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
So
you gave Bruce all the time, not me the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you were busy making the donuts.
I don't know about that.
No. That was a good
comment. I thought Bruce was up there working. I see what he's working right now.
No. too bad it's only audio, not video.
But this was fun. This was fun.
So, tell us about yourself. What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm trying to decide that. I've been a teacher for the last 25 years since I've retired from the Jets. Education was always a big part of my life, and that's the reason I always felt I even became a professional athlete. And I've tried to, you know, emulate or be a role model to children, especially when dealing with athletics and how important education can be. I'm saddened. You know, I've had several injuries, and I just recently had a serious shoulder surgery and a back fusion, and I had to contemplate retirement, which I've just started the process. And I'm going to miss the kids, but we're always active and being former athletes. Bruce has his own charity foundation. I'm always involved in different charity organizations and doing things just with the Jets such as this, and it's nice to be with the fans and be with one of my teammates, and it's always good to get together.
Okay, very good. Where would you rank Al Toon in terms of natural athletes that you saw in his that you saw in your lifetime?
He's definitely behind Wesley.
And I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
That was Bruce Harper.
I could say something really rude.
You could go for it.
No, I couldn't wear my jockstrap. Are you kidding me?
There you go. There you go.
I love Al Toon, a great athlete. He was a guy that was big and strong, tall, 6'4", 200 pounds, and he could move like a gazelle. He didn't have great speed, but he could turn a little 8-yarder into a 50-yarder. It's good to see you, Joy. Nice to finally meet you all. Okay, you got it. But he was certainly a force to be reckoned with. I think he had like 3 back-to-back MVPs, All-Pro. And it's unfortunate in this game, if you play long enough, you will get hurt. And unfortunately, he had several concussions. And I always said he was very, very tough, but he was such a big target. He was very vulnerable, and it happened a lot where he would put himself in certain situations where he could get hurt. And consequently, I mean, I saw him take hits that I don't know if I could ever have gotten up, and I certainly wouldn't want to be hit like that. And I've never been registered at having a concussion, but he was one of the best elite athletes that I've ever been associated with.
Okay. And how did the Jets players feel toward the front office as Walt Michaels was fired after the 1983 AFC Championship game?
Well, I can't speak for Bruce, but myself, knowing that we had just come close to going to a Super Bowl, and it was very disheartening because you had to plan as if you were going to the Super Bowl after that game in 82, and we ended up losing. And I was very, very disappointed, very, very shocked. There's another side of that business, a politics of things, and a lot of things that we weren't privy to or we didn't know what was really going on. But certainly knowing the type of coach Walt Michaels was, and he didn't deserve that. And a lot of guys, who I'm sure, were disappointed. And there were probably some guys that felt that we need to move in a different direction. But I wasn't one of those guys. And if you got to know Walt Michaels, and unfortunate, you get to know the person after your career is over and things have ended, and you get to know him as a person, and you find out a lot more things that were more positive, and you wish you could have had that relationship during the time we were playing. And that was unfortunate for us. So a lot of people didn't really get to know Walt Michaels and the person that he really was and how smart he really was. And it was a big disappointment for me.
You want to chime in on that? Walt Michaels?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big disappointment for me, too. I mean, what was the one that gave me, a free agent from Kutztown State, the opportunity to try out? His son happened to go to Kutztown, where I went to school, and he asked his dad to let me come up and try out, and he gave me an opportunity. Now, Walt was a little bit different, or a lot different than Joe Walton. Walt was a quiet leader. He didn't say much, but when he said something, you heard it loud and clear, and you did what he asked you to do. And Joe Walton, on the other hand, I always felt he was a great offensive coordinator. But when it came to operating the whole thing as a head coach, I felt like, you know, Walt Michaels was better suited for that kind of thing. So I love Walt Michaels. And, you know, again, I'll forever be thankful to him for giving me an opportunity to play.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Also, all right, this one is also for both of you. I'll have you answer first. Who is the best quarterback you have ever played with, in your opinion?
I played with Kenny O'Brien as my quarterback and Richard Todd.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit biased because I started my career with Richard Todd, and I was like Richard's bailout guy, you know, like I got all those little dump-off passes.
Yep.
And, you know, when the receiver, like Wesley, wasn't open.
Mm-hmm.
And so Richard and I had a special relationship.
Yeah.
I guess because I played longer with him, like 6 years, mm-hmm. and then maybe 2 years with O'Brien, OB. So I'm a little bit biased towards... They were both talented.
Yeah.
Kenny O'Brien had a great arm. And another thing about O'Brien was that, you know, he could throw the ball a long way, and he threw very hard. Richard, to me, had that touch thing because I caught a lot of short passes. And Kenny O'Brien throwing those same passes threw the ball very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were a little more difficult to catch. But, again, I'm just a little bit biased towards Richard Todd because I guess I spent more time with him than anybody.
No, I mean that would make sense. Who was the best quarterback that you feel like you played with?
It's funny, when I listen to Bruce Harper and when he shares the fact that you're a little bit biased, and I had the opportunity to play with Richard Todd and Kenny O'Brien, and I even had a guy that had a short stint, Matthew Robinson, where I went to the Pro Bowl after Richard Todd got hurt. I liked every quarterback that threw me the football. It didn't really matter, but I had a special relationship with Kenny O'Brien. Because we had a lot more time being here in New York together to spend more time, and you work out together, and you had a special relationship. And he kind of reminded me of my high school quarterback, the kind of demeanor in person he was. So I developed more of a relationship. My first year was with Richard Todd, and both great athletes and very talented, and they always brought something to the table, but different type of mentality and character and ability also. I just wanted somebody just to throw me the football. But if I had to have a choice, I hate to say it, not against Richard Todd, but Kenny O'Brien, because I had more of a relationship with him.
Now, you played with Richard as your quarterback about 6 years?
I don't know. I never looked at that.
Well, I think he was for 6 years for me. We came
in
together.
I played his whole career until they traded him. And then I had Kenny O'Brien, and I left.
And you played 12 years?
13.
13 years. Yeah. So you had him at least 6 years.
Yeah.
So the latter part of your contract, your experience.
Yeah.
So probably you are a little bit, you know, more.
Because we worked out together on the off season, so I had more of a relationship. And Richard, being that he was from Alabama, he would go away, and a lot of guys didn't stay in New York, and I ended up moving back here, you know. But we had these off-season programs where we had a chance to develop not only just what we did on the field, but off the field. And I just had that relationship with him. But I just had a lot of respect for Kenny O'Brien because he brought so much ability to the team and never got recognized for it. And I mean, if you watch the draft, when he got drafted, people booing him, who is this guy? And he would get up time and time again. He'd get knocked down, get back up. I never saw the guy ever complain, but he just did his job just all the time consistently.
Do you think that's the story of a typical Jets quarterback, though?
Pardon me?
Don't you think it's the story of a typical Jets quarterback?
Well, I guess so. I guess so. We're still waiting for that time where they're going to be on a consistent basis. But, you know, football is not just based on one guy. It's just a team sport. And
mm-hmm.
and I like the fact Rex Ryan is a player's kind of a coach, and he has a team that's going to rally behind him, and I think they're going to be successful. This is the first year, and this is honest, I've always been critical of the Jets because of what I see, but this is the first year I've actually went into this season on a positive note. I actually picked them to be 12-4, and people think I'm like wacky. But right now I have them 1-1, so they're right on course where I think they're going to be. Hopefully they'll stick to it, but it's going to be tough.
Now, for both of you, but do you really think it's okay that he is a player's coach?
Absolutely.
You're okay with that? Because I've had numerous arguments with fans. In particular,
about what?
About him being a player's coach.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is ask the players.
Well,
have you seen,
well,
have
of
you
course,
ever,
you need
you know,
to go to the source.
You know, I don't think any players are going to speak against him, their coach anyway, and especially as long as they're playing for the guy.
Right.
But as far as I know, and what I feel, and just from the fact that when I've been around him, he's a guy that I certainly could play for. And I get the feeling from a positive, just since he's been here, it's always been that way. You know, if the fans can prove it to him and give me some kind of inkling of why they feel that way, and I want to know some of those facts, and then they can prove me wrong.
I mean, if I were a football player, I would want a player's coach too. It's just someone to, you know, I feel like it's someone that would be more on your level. You know, and more someone to relate that's relatable and that would understand you more.
Absolutely.
You know, rather than someone just harping down on you. I mean, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, you know, that's
a lot of people don't agree with me. So.
No, I agree with it. You know, that's as a player, and you said that. I couldn't say it any better. And one of the things with Walt Michael, and like Bruce said, you know, he said some things and you had to listen. We didn't agree with him. And I used to tell Walt, why couldn't you be like you are now? Because guys would want to run through a wall for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that respect and you don't have that relationship, you know, it's hard to play for a guy and get that kind of response. I don't think there's a player on that team that didn't get that from Rex Ryan.
They feel like there's no, like, people have told me, like, oh, well, there's no control over the team. There's no control over the locker room. I just saw an article this morning saying Rex doesn't have control over the team. It's the same story every single year. I mean, granted, no, I don't believe it, but
okay.
Granted, this is New York and this is the media, and we have to deal with, you know, it on a different level than other teams in other cities.
I've just known from a media standpoint, they're always going to try to create a storm.
Of course.
Or things that don't exist to create a story.
Yes.
And if you could give me an example of why Rex Ryan is not a player's coach, then I can, you understand that, but I've never seen it, and I just know how the media operates. They can take a Geno Smith and a Michael Vick to turn that into a controversy when it shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick was brought in to be the backup quarterback. If he plays, fine. He's there as a backup role, but they're going to kind of create a controversy, especially if Geno Smith starts not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. They don't have anything to write about, so they have to find something.
I agree.
And if the players buy into it, then you open your mouth, you say something wrong, but you have to be smarter than that, and that's what Rex, he educates the player so not to fall into that trap.
Well, we can't say anything bad about reporters because Courtney is a reporter right now. So, you know, we have to be on our side.
I'm on your side. I'm not a reporter.
And you're hot, too, on top of it. Am I supposed to say that?
It's okay. We can totally put that on the website. And then
I'm only teasing. You know me. I'm only kidding. I got my girlfriend here, you know?
Yeah.
A few more questions and then we'll wrap it up. Bruce, this is for you. You were just one of the very first impact backs, as they call it at the time, backs who were just as dangerous for the receiving as they were for the running ball.
Right,
do you think
right.
You've gotten what you deserved due for pioneering a style used the Marshall Faulk, Reggie
no.
Bush? Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
He likes the donuts. You can
yeah,
take
I'm
one.
I'm sorry. I was paying attention
to
the donuts.
It. You
no,
can take
I gave
a
it to yeah, yeah. Give her one. Give her one. I gave a donut to my wife. I want her to take it home for me.
It's fine.
But so as far as being an impact ball player,
yes,
or a third down back situation
yes,
kind of guy,
exactly.
You know, people say I was like the pioneer and all that stuff, but guys were doing that before a little bit, you know. But maybe you know, I just brought it to more attention of everybody else, and then after me, in fact, Bill Parcells said, you know, he wanted to get more guys that could do what I was doing. And you know, I take a little bit of credit for it, you know, but certainly I wasn't the very first one to do that. And I was really just happy to get the ball any way I could, you know, catch punts, passes, kickoffs, run the ball, whatever it was. And I guess that's the mentality you have to have if you're going to do a good job of it.
Okay, and then this is kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Fireman Ed paid a lot of respect to you when he wore your jersey during the chant. What do you think about the Jets' search for a new chant leader to replace Ed? And should Ed have kept leading the chant and not stepped down?
Well, I want to speak up in defense of Fireman Ed because he started off as a true Jet fan.
Mm-hmm.
And his purposes were to rally the crowd around and get them fired up, get the players fired up. and it was genuine and sincere. So I liked the idea of what he was doing, and the fact that he wore my jersey was just a bonus. For so many years he wore it, I didn't even know he was wearing my jersey. But, you know, it makes me feel good. I mean, it's a compliment to me that, you know, one of the fans thought so enough of me to want to wear my jersey. It was great. But now that he's gone, I'm people ask me, are you sorry that Ed Fireman Ed is gone without your jersey? No, he wore the thing for 30 years. And you know, that was great. I had a great run with it. And, you know, enough is enough, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, and I it was all positive. So, you know, things changed. Nothing wrong with that. I think it was unfair the way the reason he stopped doing the cheer at all was because he decided to wear Sanchez's jersey in support of Sanchez,
mm-hmm.
whether it was permanently or just temporarily. But Sanchez had some tough times, and the fans started taking it out on Fireman Ed once he started wearing his jersey, what they wanted to do to Sanchez. He had to physically defend himself, you know, and so it's just too bad. But he was sincere in what he wanted to do. So I have no knocks whatsoever on Fireman Ed.
Do you like the Jets approach now with like finding new chant leaders and?
Yeah, hey, that's change. That's progress. I like it. I like the band. You see the band, Wesley?
I like
everything. The band is great, man.
Oh, there's a whole new controversy with the what are they called? The Aviators. You talking about the drumline?
Yeah, the drumline.
Do you like them? I like them.
I like them too.
Okay, thank you. I have some more supporters.
Yeah, they're hot,
it doesn't bother me. No. I have a little kid that has autism, and he's there. He gets a little Marvin.
I like him.
He loves it, and it adds a little thrill and excitement. And Jets are always trying to look at new ways of promoting.
I think it's a fun thing.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think the idea of having different guys do the chants is going to be exciting also. So.
Yeah.
Give some other people opportunity to add some excitement to the Jets, you know, because we haven't had it in a long time.
I might even try doing it one day.
Yeah, you gonna play the drums?
No.
Oh.
Be the Jet Chant.
Be the Jet Chant.
Yeah, if they can find you, if they can see
All right, that's people, that ends this conversation.
Maybe he's just run out in the field and Gino can like throw you the ball or something.
Oh, he can do it. This guy, Bruce Harper, is very underrated. He was the best, and my God, this is the honest God's truth. He led the league in all-purpose yardage. And they gave it to this guy, Rick Upchurch, who had been there multiple times in the Pro Bowl, and that's just the politics of things. Here the guy leads the league, and he should have been in the Pro Bowl, but they have to pick one. And a lot of guys throughout the league would vote for certain guys, and there's a lot of politics involved with it. And so a lot of times your true talent doesn't get a chance to be acknowledged, and this is one of them.
He's
one of all-time greats.
He's always speaking up on my behalf, and I do the same for him.
Of course, I brought him into this world, too. You didn't know I'm his dad.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Can we just get a quick picture with you guys? That's just for me. That's not even for the site.